Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you are a prescribing physician's office or a dispensing pharmacy calling regarding specialty medication prior authorization, either to start a new prior authorization or to check the status of a current prior authorization, please press 1 and have the member.
Thank you for calling CVS Caremark Prior Authorization. Para continuar en español, diga español. For quality purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. I can help you with things like checking a prior authorization status or initiating a prior authorization request. How can I help you today?
Initiating prior authorization.
For security purposes, please tell me the member's ID number. Thank you. And what's the member's full date of birth? Perfect. To begin your request, please say or enter the 10-digit secure physician fax number. The fax number is 301-476-4816. Is this correct?
Yes.
Sounds good. Our system cannot find any information with the number provided. Would you like to try a different fax number?
Yes.
Okay. Please say or enter the 10-digit secure physician fax number. The fax number is 301-476-4816. Is this correct?
Yes.
Sounds good. Our system cannot find any information with the number provided. Would you like to try a different fax number?
No.
No problem. Please wait while I transfer you to someone who can help.
Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed.
If you are a prescribing physician's office or dispensing pharmacy calling regarding a specialty medication prior authorization, please press 1 and have the member's name.
Thank you for calling CVS Caremark Prior Authorization. This call will be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes.
For physician's offices located in Hawaii, please press 7. For growth hormone or infertility therapy, please press 2. To start or check on an appeal, please press 3. To start a new prior authorization or check the status of a current prior authorization, please press 4.
Our agents are here to support you. Please treat them with kindness.
There may be a brief 2-question survey at the end of this call if you wish to stay on the line to complete it.
Good morning. Thank you for calling CVS Caremark Special Prior Authorization Department. My name is Valerie. The last initial C is CAD, certified TIAGA. Can I please have the member's ID number?
Yes, it is W for Whiskey, T for Tango, P for Papa, 815-899-722.
And that was WTP815-899-722?
Yes, correct.
May I have the patient's first name, please?
Jessica.
And the last name?
Graf, G-R-A-F.
And the date of birth?
December 9, 1989.
And I'm going to repeat that for you. We have Grass, G-R-A-S for the last name.
Yes, G-R-A-S, correct.
And Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A.
Yes, correct.
And date of birth, 1989.
Yes, correct.
All right, one second. Now, we don't have anything coming up for that patient. 12-9-1989, correct?
12-9-1989, correct.
Yes, and Jessica Grass. It's coming up, it's not a PA client. We don't have any information on the patient. It's usually with the member's plan. Let me try one more thing again. Let me see the member history. No history and no claim history.
Just wait a moment. I will just check out in my system, is there any different member ID or not?
Okay.
Yes.
Can I get your name, please, and your title, where you're calling from?
Luke, L-U-K-E. Last name initial is P for Papa. And I'm a prior authorization specialist.
At the MDO's office?
Doctor's office.
And a medication?
Botox J0585. So, hello. It is for Botox.
Thank you.
So, the member is spouse. So, can you just check by Daniel Graf, D-A-N-I-E-L, Graf, G-R-A-F, and date of birth is August 11, 1989.
Okay, so we have Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, right?
D for Delta, A-N-I-E-L, Daniel, Graf, G-R-A-F, date of birth is?
Yes.
August 11, 1989.
Yeah. So that doesn't come up as well.
So ma'am, I have this member with this ID card too. And it is showing, can you just check by insurance group number just like that?
Okay, let me try the number again. You got a group number again? I did do that earlier, but you have another number?
Just check by this. Group number is 1900-180-04 Oscar A for Alpha 10.
Yeah, we can't take those type. I don't think that would do it. I'll try it. Okay, dash, and what's after that?
04 Oscar A for Alpha 10.
Nothing comes up. It's stating not a PA client.
So can you repeat?
Go ahead. So do you have the member service card with you, the patient's member card?
Yes, I have.
Card? Yes. The number would be on the back. That would be initiate PAs for this client because it doesn't come up under Daniel Grass or Jessica Grass. Nothing comes up.
Ma'am, can you just repeat the member ID number just to confirm?
Okay, so I went out. It went out on me. You have to give it to me again because I went to try to find it with the name.
Okay.
You have to do that once the PA numbers don't come up. So you have to give me the member ID number one more time.
Okay. W for Whiskey, T for Tango, P for Papa, 815-899-722.
Okay, nothing comes up.
It is Graf Daniel E. Why it is not coming up, I'm not getting.
Do you have a PA number?
Which number?
you're calling to check prioritizations, approvals?
I want to initiate an authorization.
Okay, with that, we can't go any further, Luke. I'm sorry, it's not pulling up anything for me to even initiate a PA. It's saying not a PA client. I even pushed for inactives. I pushed a few inactives and everything. Nothing comes up.
So, I have all the details and I have member card, and why it is not pulling up. Is there any reason or something like that, ma'am?
No, it can't. Well, yes. Well, what it is, it states not a PA client. And what that usually means is that CVS doesn't handle any prioritization requests for the patient, and that the provider's office will need to call the member services on back of the insurance call that the client has, the patient
so,
has.
I have called 866. Okay, not a problem. Thank you so much for helping me.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, CVS Caremark. Have a great day.
Thank you.